is the Logos that went out of God. The Logos, which is actually the attribute of the fullness of God. When God become into a form, the word could be seen, it was the anointing of the great Spirit that went forth, its condensing, coming down. God the Father, the Logos, that was up over Israel, that he was holy, could not bear sin, there had to be a blood offering right in Eden. Then that Logos become flesh and dwelt among us. And where this Logos dwelt in a human body, which was a sacrifice, when man was made in the image of God, and then God came down in the image of man to redeem man, that brought man and God together. Heavens and earth hugged and kissed each other. God and man embraced each other as fatherhood and sonship. When the Logos became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus said, I came from God. And I go to God. Is that right? After his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, when the body was taken up to sit at the right hand of God. Now, I don't mean God's got a right hand, God's a spirit. But at the right hand means in power and authority of God. That in that name, everything in heaven is named after it and subject to it. Everything in earth is named after it and subject to it. A name above all names, Jesus Christ. Now, this Logos that was in him, which was the Spirit of God, the anointing, through the sanctifying grace of the blood, brought many sons to God, which is anointed with this same Logos. Now,